one of America's fire or police heroes sacrifices their life in the line of duty, who rushes to the hospital to comfort the grieving spouse? When a folded flag is presented to the young son or daughter who will never see their mom or dad again, who is at the graveside? It's your fire chief. It's your police commissioner. It's your mayor. This is our duty, and we do it proudly, and we can do it well, but not without the support of our federal government. John Kerry will lead the long-stalled effort to improve America's homeland security, not with empty words and rhetoric, but with action and with funding. John Kerry will eliminate the shameful backlog of communications and protective equipment for our fire and police first responders. He will make the tough choices necessary to secure our ports and borders. And John Kerry will lead us in this important mission while reclaiming and reviving the true American values of service and sacrifice. For John Kerry believes deeply in the basic, beautiful American truth that we are not a selfish or greedy people, that for every right we treasure, there is a duty we must discharge. And my friends, in the war against terrorism, duty most certainly calls. My friends, for this generation of Americans to have a rendezvous with destiny, we must choose. We must choose to build a stronger America. We must choose to defend the brave and generous America that our parents and our grandparents were courageous enough to choose for us. America the beautiful, whose alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. Oh, my friends, to govern is to choose. And at this hour, the man and the mission have met. The mission is America's security. The man is here, and the choice is ours. Come November, we choose America's security. Come November, we choose the man who bravely answered his country's call to service before and is prepared to answer that call for us now. We choose the right president for these times, the right president for the United States, and the next president of the United States. We choose John Kerry, John Kerry, John Kerry.